The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, welcome back to Vondran Legal Hour. Attorney Steve Vondran here, licensed to practice law in California and Arizona. We take federal copyright and trademark cases nationwide. Okay, that includes your torrent cases. And that's what we're talking about in this podcast, is these BitTorrent lawsuits. You know, I think more and more people are becoming aware of this. This started out as, you know, basically scouring people on the internet that were using these torrent websites, these BitTorrent protocols, to download movies without paying for them and allowing other people to share those movies that were downloaded on your hard drives. So we have talked in other podcasts, videos, blogs of ours. We've talked about Malibu Media, the adult pornography cases. Those cases, you can end up paying a lot of money to if you're caught downloading some of their adult porn videos, okay? So those are not fun. If you get one of those letters, give us a call. Those are not fun to deal with, okay? London Has Fallen is another one. In this episode, we are talking about Cook Productions. So if you get a notice, a subpoena notice from your ISP like Cox or Comcast, or you get served with a lawsuit that's from Cook Productions, you may find yourself in need of some legal advice, because in essence, you are being accused of copyright infringement. And in copyright infringement cases, it's hard to believe for a lot of people, but you can be sued for up to $150,000 willful infringement if the plaintiff can show willful infringement, meaning can, which can sometimes mean reckless or indifferent to the rights of a copyright holder. Then they can seek up to $150,000. So there are risks in taking a default judgment. There are risks in throwing that letter in the shredder and not responding. So we do offer free consultation. If you've got a letter, an infringement notice, give us a call. Now, Cook Productions, the main movie they are looking at here is Mr. Church. That's an Eddie Murphy film. And I think it got mixed reviews from what I could tell. But at any rate, Mr. Church, recently in January, in the month of January 2017, there were four or five lawsuits that I saw filed in federal courts around the United States by various law firms. I'll go over those briefly. January 2017, we have seen a filing in Hawaii. In Hawaii District Court, that was by Culpepper IP Law Firm. So they're filing a lawsuit in Hawaii District Court. And I'm just looking at that real quick. I'm looking at some of the allegations in this particular complaint. And, you know, it talks, the typical of these complaints, this complaint is for Cook Productions LLC versus Does 1 through 15. That means 15 different company, or not companies, usually they're people, have been sued. And Cook Productions does not know your identity. So what happens is they file the lawsuit, and then they seek a motion. They file a motion with the federal court seeking early discovery so that they can serve the subpoena on the ISP so they can get your name and your address. Right now, typically all they have is your IP address. And in this complaint, if you want to look it up, it's in, you can go to Pacer online, P-A-C-E-R, and you can look this up. But this is filed in the United States District Court. It's case number 1:17-CV-0034. And it's a complaint for direct copyright infringement, contributory copyright infringement. And it talks about how they use an investigative company, a forensic investigative company called Maverick UG. Maverick UG is the company that they use to basically use forensic, you know, scanning software that scans the peer-to-peer, what we call the P2P file sharing protocols, and looking for downloads through these BitTorrent clients, looking for downloads of their movie titles. If they see it, your IP address gets flagged, And that's essentially what they have to go on. So they file the lawsuit, they subpoena the information, and they attach the subscriber's identity to the IP address. Now, that doesn't mean the subscriber was the one who was guilty, but just so you know, some of the arguments they give me is, you know, read your Comcast policy. You agreed to be liable for any activity on your account. Or sometimes we say the account was unsecured and it could have been anybody that downloaded, and they say, you know, well, you know, by default, the router, wireless router, comes secured, and somebody would have to tinker with that, and policy doesn't. There's a lot of different things that can arise in these kinds of cases, but, you know, the lawsuit that I'm looking at, this one was in Hawaii, and it talks about, you know, how the movie's broken into pieces, how the pieces are distributed, use of trackers, you know, everything else, and basically how you're caught by this forensic company. And I'll just read the allegation here. The plaintiff retained Maverick UG to identify the IP addresses that are being used by those people that are using the BitTorrent protocol and the internet to reproduce, distribute, display, or perform the plaintiff's copyrighted work. So those are some of your exclusive bundle of rights that copyright holders have, and that's to reproduce, distribute, display, or perform. And so that's what they're accusing you of as a defendant in these cases. Goes on to say, MEU has used forensic software to enable the scanning of peer-to-peer networks for the presence of infringing transactions. MEU extracted the resulting data emanating from the investigation. They reviewed the evidence logs and isolated the transactions and the IP addresses associated therewith for the files identified by the SHA-1 hash value. And it gives a hash, unique hash number, so forth and so on. So anyway, long story short, they're going on to explain how they piece together your download of the movie, attaching it to your IP address, and that's kind of what their claim is based on. So you may have received a notice of subpoena. In some cases, you could seek a motion to quash or a protective order. In other cases, a lot of our clients just want to settle. They say, just settle this anonymously. I downloaded it. I didn't know this was a big deal, or my roommate downloaded it, or I had my buddy from the military was staying here, and, you know, he was downloading a movie overnight or something. So, like I said, there's lots of different things, but these movie companies and their attorneys, their copyright infringement lawyers, they do seek settlements. It can range, you know, anything from, we've had cases dismissed onto, you know, up to thousands and thousands of dollars, depending on the type of movie, the frequency, the amount of movies. Sometimes it depends on the financial ability to pay by the defendant. So there's lots of different factors, but we offer a free consultation, low flat rate legal fee to get this resolved. We don't have, like some law firms do, they'll put three attorneys on it and they'll bill up a bunch of time and you'll get this gigantic bill. We don't do that. So we get your cases settled. We tell you what's going on. It's all straight up. And we try to get it settled. Now, there's a couple others that were filed in January 2017, also in Illinois. In the Northern District of Illinois, there was a couple suits actually filed in Illinois. And that was by the law firm of Hughes, Sokol, Piers, Resnick, and Dim. So that's in Illinois' Northern District Court. And there was another one in Washington, in the Western District Court of Washington. And that was filed by the law firm Low Graham James. Okay, so that's a basic overview of Cook Productions. If you received a subpoena letter from your ISP dealing with Mr. Church movie or any other BitTorrent movie, we handle a wide variety of movies, give us a call. We're happy to help. You can find out more information on the web. We have a very nice website that has lots of information about these torrent cases. If you're unfamiliar with what they are, how they work, we've got videos. You can see the video process, how these BitTorrent cases work their way through. And you can go to torrentdefenders.com. That's TOORENT, defenders.com. And this is attorneysteve.com. You can find us at attorneysteve.com if that's easier for you. Okay, hope this has been helpful. Have a great weekend, and always try to keep it legal. Talk to you soon.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.